Now, when James Mellart first investigated Çatalhöyük, he saw the buildings that had these bullhorns and identified them as shrines. Now, the most recent interpretation does not see them as individual religious rooms, but simply more elaborate rooms in an individual's house. But as I say, each house would be one room, but perhaps the homeowner would decorate it more elaborately. So these bullhorns seem to have some sort of religious identity, but seem to also be functioning within the normal day-to-day events of the house. Now, in addition to bulls, there's also images at Çatalhöyük that celebrate another wild animal, the leopard. And leopards appear over and over again in the arts at Çatalhöyük. Statuettes of leopards, images of leopards giving birth, images of leopards with women. And within the corpus of arts from Çatalhöyük, we do find a lot of images of women. As I say, some in relationship with leopards, some independent. Many small stone figurines of women have been found, and these are notable because their reproductive zones, their bellies, their breasts, their pubic triangle, are highly emphasized. They have huge breasts, huge pendulous bellies. Some of these are looking as though they're about to give birth. Some indeed are giving birth. The most famous of these female images is a woman seated on a birth throne where the sides of the throne are formed from leopards. And this woman, although her head is missing, clearly female, she is giving birth. She's bearing down, crouching, and an infant is emerging beneath her. Now, when this was discovered, and this was discovered in the 1950s by James Mellart, it was quite a sensation, a discussion of the mother goddess and the cult of the mother that seems to be important at Çatalhöyük. And of course, you have to remember that what Çatalhöyük is all about in many ways is the Neolithic Revolution. That's why we talk about this site as being a good example of the communities that now grow their own food. And it's really thought that growing your own food is kind of a risky business. You could have a famine, a drought, you could have something terrible happen and you'd no longer be able to feed yourself. So fertility was of huge interest to these communities. Therefore, people have suggested that it is sensible to worship a mother goddess in order to court the concept of fertility. As humans are fertile, so will the land be fertile. So a number of these statuettes that have been found at Çatalhöyük seem to relate to fertility. And the one I just described, the woman sitting on the leopard throne giving birth, may well prove this theory about the fertility of the land being equated with the fertility of humans. Because she was discovered in a bin that would have held grain. Now, remember I mentioned that these houses, when they became unusable, were filled in and built over. So this statuette was actually found in a grain basket that was abandoned, buried, and a new house was built atop. And it's been suggested that perhaps she was an offering, a symbol of fertility to assure further fertility. Again, because these people are not writing, we don't know what their exact mindsets are. We are guessing about what they are thinking about. But through these archaeological discoveries, this is a likely thesis that there is a huge focus on fertility amongst the people of Çatalhöyük. But also, we have to recognize that hunting, the pitting of humanity against wild animals, is also of great interest to these people. Now, this female deity of fertility and wild animals, because she's coupled with the leopard, is a goddess, in fact, we are going to meet later in this course. And it would seem that throughout the history of Anatolia, this mother goddess, this lady who is also the mistress of wild animals, because of course that seated goddess is controlling the leopards as she's giving birth, is a deity that has a long, long, long life in Anatolia. So she is a lady that we will be meeting again and again over the course of the next 13 lectures.
This ends Lecture 1.